International leaders have been reacting to Friday night's airstrikes, but Syrians living in Vermont are also following the situation closely, as VPR's Nina Keck reports.
Mike Khalil and his wife Lila are among a small handful of Syrians in Rutland. They're not resettled refugees. Both have become U.S. citizens. But Mike says many of their relatives still live in Syria.
Oh, my God. Everybody's there. All my cousins and my uncles. All our extension of our both families are over there. A lot of them are scattered now, you know, between Germany, Turkey, and Egypt. You know, they're scattered all over the world, a lot of the young ones. But a lot of the elderly, they were not able to just get out.
Khalil says most of their relatives live in the northern city of Afrin, so the airstrikes at homes in Damascus did not affect them. But he says the recent Turkish invasion has been devastating, as has the president's talk of pulling U.S. troops out of Syria.
Oh, my God, that was devastating to hear, because that meant that ISIS could come back, the Turks will go in their place. I just didn't want that to happen.
He says when the U.S. eventually does pull out, he hopes President Trump will have a more concrete plan in place to ensure so many years of loss and destruction are not in vain. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.